Today's blog is very much beer inspired. In a few moments, we're going to the very loud and busy Minehead Beer Festival. But firstly, we're going to see how our Real Ale brewers are doing on one of our brewing weekends. So we're now in the brewery, and we have five keen would-be brewers making a batch of Real Ale from hops which they have brought from home. So this will be an incredibly unique and personal brew.
So there's 17 in the room.
Right, 17 degrees?
No, that's room temperature. It's still going up at the moment.
This is Somerset's smallest commercial brewery, and whilst we call it a microbrewery, in fact it's much smaller. And if we were in America, they would call this either a nano or pico or even femto brewery. It's a half barrel plant, meaning it produces about 100 litres at a time, being just over 2 pub casks. The brewing process takes about 5 hours from start to finish, and then the fermentation process about 7 days. Thereafter, we let it settle and clear for a couple of weeks, then barrel it, and it sits in the cask for about between 3 weeks and 2 months. After that, we trundle it down to the local pubs and enjoy our very own Nether Stowey craft ale. For those interested in having a go at brewing their own beer, we run approximately 6 residential weekends, and details about the breaks can be found at www.4ale.co.uk. So let's now go over to the Minehead Beer Festival. We're here today at the Minehead Beer Festival, held annually on the platform of the West Somerset Railway at Minehead Station. Hi there, can I have a pint and a half pint glass, please?
£6.
4 tokens, please.
£6.
Thank you. The platform is absolutely packed. It's always a mystery how they managed to get past health and safety by building a bar in the centre of the platform, getting lots of people very, very drunk, and then driving steam trains at them. But it is absolutely fantastic, and there are hundreds upon hundreds of people here today. We say there are a lot of people here, but there are also a lot of dogs here as well. We usually have our beer on, but unfortunately, due to the very warm summer this year, we've got a touch of what we call yeast bite, where the yeast sits in suspension and gives the beer an unusual flavour. So, unfortunately, this year, we've been unable to exhibit our beer. I'm now trying a half of Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, Hoptical Delusion at 3.8. Fantastically hoppy. American-style IPA, I think. Us small brewers love using amusing names for our beer. We've got Y Kicker Moo Cow, Black Flag's Naughty Pilchard, my particular favourite, Blue Monkey's 99 Red Baboons. What we're also seeing is a profusion of unfined beers, beers that are cloudy. Beers don't have to be crystal clear, and when we hold up a pint in the pub to look at its clarity, this on the whole is a remnant from the 1960s keg days, when the big keg producers were telling us that beer should be crystal clear. So what's this one?
So I've got a hard knot called Fusion with a hint of sweet ginger and spice. And unfortunately I didn't have the one you wanted from Wales, but you've got another red beer from Saltaire Brewery in West Yorkshire. It's called New World Red.
I'm just taking a sip at that. Again, very, very hoppy. A lot of the beers here are very, very similar to the American style craft ales. It's a beautiful coppery red colour with a light fluffy head on the top.
but I'm not too sure about the Cool Fusion, which is
it's a bit sweet.
A little bit sweeter, a little bit cider-ish.
That's all for this month. If you want any further details about what we do here at the Old Cider House, give us a call on 01278 732 228 or have a look at our website at theoldcidehouse.co.uk. This is Ian Pearson. I look forward to blogging in the near future.